Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, wide receiver for the Detroit Lions. Actually, up until these comments, quite honestly, he was one of my favorite players in the league.
Because of the show last year?
I'm a big fan of Amon-Ra St. Brown. I really am. One, he's a hell of a football player. I think his podcast is hilarious. And then somebody sent me the link to this during the end of the show yesterday. Like at 1:50, we got a text, and it was too late, obviously, in the show. So I said, we'll talk about this tomorrow. He was on his podcast, and he had Jalen Noel, who, of course, is from the Kansas City area.
Park Hill.
And he's on the Lions or whatever. Their draft pick. Yeah, Park Hill kid. And he had him on his podcast. And they were talking about Kansas City. Listen to what Amon-Ra St. Brown said.
So coming from Kansas City, going to the – you're from the Midwest.
Yeah.
Going to the South.
Yeah.
Is it different for you, culture shock?
I mean, city-wise, it's a lot faster.
Right.
Kansas City, I call it like a medium city. Like, it's, You have slow parts, faster parts. But Houston, a lot faster. And then, I mean, the humidity is all the time in Houston.
Yeah. I've been to Kansas City. I was there for the draft. I'm sorry, like, if you have money, like, I'm not living here after I get some money. Like,
I mean, you just got to know the right places to go.
Are you planning on going back, like, living there for the rest of your life?
Nah, I'll probably get a place in, like, Dallas or something. My fiance's from Dallas. So
that's better.
Something like that. I would say it's more to do. And, like, you're right. I mean, there's only so much to do.
Exactly.
It's like, good food,
you're capped
though.
Out.
Yeah.
Really?
He was trying to get Noel to flip on KC.
Yeah.
He was trying to get him to flip.
What are we doing? But you live in Detroit, dude. You live in Detroit. Give me a break.
Does anybody
there's good
even
parts real? And bad parts every in every
course.
Single city.
Of
you look at contracts. You look at contracts for NFL players, and think about. And I know they're probably not thinking about it, but think about the housing. A lot of things you can get in Kansas City. If you have the same contract in New York than Kansas City. When you're spending a ton of money on an apartment or whatever, you go to Kansas City, you're on a golf course, 3-car garage, you get a pool in the backyard. Same contract. It's costing you the same for cost of living. But I don't think players think of all that. But a lot of players stay here. You know, they play different parts of the country. They transfer out and play with a different team. But they
make so much money now. A lot of them have houses in multiple spots.
But there's a ton of Chiefs and Royals, even guys that just had a cup of coffee in Kansas City, got here, liked it, and stay here to this day. There's a ton of former athletes that live in this town. Once they got a taste of it.
Yeah, especially the older school guys. Because I think new school guys making the kind of money they're making, a lot of them just have houses in their hometown and here or whatever. I mean, heck, Tyrann Mathieu still has a house here in Kansas City.
This would be a very economical.
Obviously, Mitchell Schwartz stays here and calls Kansas City home. No, I mean,
once you get here and see what it costs, you're like, it's kind of nice.
Yeah, I just say like, I'm on right. You live in Detroit, man. You're gonna be talking crap about Kansas City when you live there. You know what I mean?
Plan on going back, like living there for the rest of your life.
No, I'll probably get a place in like Dallas or something. My fiance's from Dallas.
That's better.
More to do.
Now that's Noel talking about. Like your fiance's from Dallas, it makes sense if you're going to live
does
in Dallas.
It does make
Dallas,
sense for
right?
Dallas,
but Amon-Ra, man.
I also think there's a difference in if you move here, Bink. I can understand why people want to live here when they moved here. Like I'm from Indianapolis. I always call that home. It's my home, but I never wanted to, like, when I graduated college, I wanted to get out. Like, when you're from an area, I feel like you want to go and you don't traditionally move back home that much. I don't know if that's just from me and my experience or some of my friends' experience. Like, I know friends who have lived there forever. I know friends who are never going back there and living there again. They'll visit because it's always home, but you grow
Gold
up there, you want to move somewhere else and you live somewhere else. That's why it makes sense that he wants to, you know, he'd get a house in Dallas.
Yeah,
his family is there.
Forever,
it makes sense.
You gonna stay here forever?
I don't know.
Put him on the spot.
You like
there.
The area?
Put him on.
I
the
do.
Spot
I
right
I love
there.
The area.
Golden
the wife
did.
Loves
we went
the area,
away and we came right back.
I love the area. The wife loves the area. There's
like
no reason. There's no reason
Cody
for me to leave, Bink. But I'm not gonna. I don't know.
Yeah, that's,
what the future
that's,
holds.
That's a tough
I'm trying
question.
To take things day to day. I'm trying to things day, day by day. Babe.
I like putting on the spot.
I understand that, Drew. No, look, I would say, like, you know, everybody, if it's your hometown and stuff, everybody's going to have attachment to that particular. Someone says St. Brown didn't say anything bad. He's not wrong. If I was a multimillionaire, I'd likely live somewhere else. You live in multiple spots. Yeah, but he talked about the city as if like, there's no way in hell I would live. No way in hell I would want to live there in a negative light. If you're from Kansas City, I think you have every right to not like what Amon Ross St. Brown had to say.
From a guy talking from Detroit.
From Detroit, you know. Look, and I've lived, you guys know, I mean,
he's not from South Beach here.
I grew up here. I lived the first 22 years of my life here in the Kansas City area. And then, yeah, I moved away because for work I needed to. And I've lived in multiple cities, and some places are great and some are not. I've had varied experiences in other spots.
That Houston humidity.
And plenty of things happened when I was in Houston as well. We've talked about on the show. And I always knew I wanted to come back to Kansas City. This is home. It's also anybody that's been raised here and has a family, everybody can speak to it, right? It's an incredible place to raise a family. Do we have our issues in Kansas City? Of course.
Everywhere does.
Of course. And do we also have, you know, depending on where you live in town as well, like it's actually funny that he mentions he clearly hasn't been anywhere other than where he was at for the draft or whatever, Amon Ross St. Brown, because consistently a lot of the suburbs in the Kansas City metro area rank as some of the top 10 suburbs to live in an entire country, right? Like literally some of the top suburbs in the entire country to live in. So it's just an uneducated thing from Amon Ross. I'm a big fan of his. I didn't like the comments.
I'm intrigued because he's from Cali. He's from the LA area. Is he going to move back home? He's in Detroit because he plays there. It sounds like, it sounds like he wouldn't.
He's not going to be staying in Detroit, probably. Probably not staying in Detroit forever.
Anyway. I think Boise was the second best place you've lived.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. Yeah. Did not enjoy my time in Houston. My time in Wichita. I know we have some people.
Oh, you hated Wichita.
I did not. Well, there's a lot of reasons.
Topeka and
wants me to just badmouth every place.
Throw them on the bus.
No, Wichita, I did not enjoy my time. Sorry, I know there's plenty of great people that live there and enjoy it. For me, bad experience.
I think it's funny whenever like somebody, and I understand why people back up their city. I do the same thing for Indianapolis, but it's funny to just see the reaction. St. Brown, somebody's calling him soft, another diva trying to be a leader, and he's a follower. I mean,
people get pissed when you make fun of their talent.
Well, sure. No, 100%.
He's a hell of a football player. Generally speaking, I'm actually a big fan of his. I think he's wrong.
If somebody tried to badmouth where he's from, I'm sure he'd come back. He'd try to clap back as well.
You know, it's good when Kansas City gets things like the draft, like I said, in the World Cup, because then people can see the city for what it is. They know it's just not flyover country and whatever. But when people get here, they're genuinely surprised, like how fun it is here and how many things to do here. But from the outside, they see it, and you know it's the old adage of flyover country and stuff. But when you start getting some of the top events in the country, sporting wise, it should change your opinion.
I think the success of the sports teams here and things like that have changed the perception. I mean, there's so many people. Sure. If you go and ask them, or you're out of town and you say you're from Kansas City, some of the first thing, at least I'm sure you have in your experience too, everybody's like, oh yeah, the Chiefs, you guys just keep winning, or the Royals, or the draft
was
there.
The Chiefs helped this profile this town.
That has raised absolutely people's feelings about how they perceive Kansas City. You know, I understand we're more than just sports, obviously, but sports has been a huge driver of why people know more about Kansas City. That's a fact.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.